Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to the Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Today, our guest is Scott. Scott, how are you today?
I am great. How are you, Qasim?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. So let us know where you live and what you do.
So I live in Toronto, Ontario, and I'm the CEO of Wakewater Beverage Company, the healthiest energy drink in the market.
Awesome. So let us know, what inspired you to start this business?
So Wakewater, pretty interesting story. I actually didn't start it. And so Wakewater was founded under the auspices of Iconic Brewing Company, which are the makers of Cottage Springs, the leading RTD in the alcohol side in the Ontario market. And so they founded Wakewater as just a concept for their employees. They're working a lot of long hours in the Toronto startup space. And what they found was when they really enjoyed having coffee in the morning, when they get to the afternoon, they wanted something a little bit more refreshing, a little bit more convenient. And so when they looked at traditional energy drinks at the time, really what they found is that it was products with really high amounts of caffeine, really high amounts of sugar. And while it gave them the boost that needed to get them through the day, it always left them with jitters, a crash, and really not feeling good about themselves at the end of the day. And so head of product and head of innovation got together, put their heads together, and formulated what ended up being Wakewater. And so Wakewater is just a really simple product. It's a caffeinated sparkling water. It tastes like a bubble or Perrier with caffeine. And then we put 85 milligrams of caffeine from green tea. Then we pair it with L-theanine, which is an amino acid found in tea. It kind of helps regulate the effects of caffeine. And so what they found is their employees really liked it. And so in 2019, took it to Grocery Innovation Conference just to see if, hey, do we have a product and a brand here? And at Grocery Innovation Conference, Longo's and Metro both came up and said, hey, this is a great product, we'd list it. And at that time, they were like, okay, they didn't have UPCs, they didn't have packaging, it was just like a concept can and liquid in a keg. And so they went about trying to figure that out. At the same time, Iconic Brewing Company ended up merging with Ace Hill, local Toronto beer business. And at that point, they learned that it never made sense for Wakewater to operate under an alcohol business brand. And so Wakewater was spun out to be a standalone company. And that's when I came along as the first employee to run and operate the business. One of their employees actually came over in the transition as well. He's still with us today. And so since February 2021, we've been scaling this business, and we're now at about 1,200 doors and a burgeoning e-commerce business. So back to your original question, what inspired me to start it? I didn't actually start, but what inspired me to join it is a commitment to healthy living and the opportunity to continue my entrepreneurial journey. Wakewater is actually the second business that I've a co-founder of.
Awesome, awesome. So I think like you have already told me what will make your product different from the others in the market, but there's anything else that can differentiate your product from the others in the market?
Yeah, for sure. So over the last 3 years, we've really honed in. Like, we know that Wakewater is an innovative product because nobody thought to combine sparkling water with caffeine before us. But we've really honed in on like what makes us really believe in this, and two, what makes our consumers drawn to us, and what makes them stick around. And so the way we talk about it is, if we think of consumers in general are on this better for you, healthy journey across a wide spectrum of categories, the best example of category is probably soda. So you started out with like Coca-Cola, then you had Diet Coke. Now you've got sparkling water, or you've got the healthy soda, like all of these different offshoots of like truly better for you versions of soda. We think energy is going in the same journey. It's just a newer category. And so if you think of traditional energy being Red Bull and Monster, high caffeine, high amounts of sugar, that was like what started the category. What we're currently in is what we call energy 2.0, which is these quote unquote better for you energy drinks that are still really high caffeine. And instead of using sugar, they're using Ace K or sucralose or any different variety of sweeteners. And we see ourselves as the 3.0 version of the energy category, where consumers are getting more and more educated on the negative health effects of sweetener. And so we're the only sugar and sweetener free energy drink on the market. And the challenge is making an energy drink taste good without a sweetener. And so that's where our in-house development really comes into play. And that's what sets us apart, is that we found a way to make a great tasting beverage without loading it full of sucralose or Ace K or erythritol or anything like that.
All right. So who are your customers? How do you define the segment of your customers?
And by customers, do you mean consumers or do you
consumers.
Mean like retail
yeah.
customers?
Yeah, consumers.
Yeah, so that's the other really exciting thing about Wakewater and why we're so bullish on it long term, is when you think of the traditional energy consumer, it's an 18 to 24 year old male who's interested in mixed martial arts, extreme sports, dirt bikes, stuff like that. And you see that come to play in a lot of the marketing of like Energy 1.0 and 2.0 brands. Wakewater is a completely different consumer. It's a bit more mature. So we tend to skew a little bit older. Our core consumer is 25 to 45 years old, and 70% of our consumers are female. And so to this point, it's not that that consumer doesn't want or consume caffeine. It's just that brands and products that we're launching in this category do not appeal to that consumer. And so we talk about the Wakewater Girlie being a 32-year-old female living downtown Toronto. She works in marketing. She goes to Barry's fitness classes on the weekend. She doesn't have a dog, but she wants one. Like that's who our consumer persona is. And that's where we continue to invest our resources.
All right. So how you are running the marketing campaigns?
Yeah, we divide our marketing into four buckets. First bucket just being traditional liquid lips and field marketing. That's where the vast majority of our spend goes. Second one being social, which we break out into owned and paid. And so Instagram being our biggest platform, but TikTok being number two. And then number three is trade marketing. And so we invest a lot of time and energy in store. And so what we found is, while we have like all of these different marketing tactics, still our number one customer acquisition avenue is putting a product in store, making sure it's in a fridge, and having multiple points of disruption so people can stumble around it along it when they want that beverage. And it's just about being in the right place at the right time. And then the last one, where we've learned a lot over the last couple of years and are really doubling down this year, it is partnerships with content creators, primarily pretty local. We invest a lot in Toronto and in Vancouver regions, but as we continue to scale our business, we're looking to different markets across Canada as well.
All right. So while you're doing marketing on the social media, or maybe on the, you can say on the internet, do you think that this product needs awareness marketing as well?
Yes. Yeah. And so the way we go about that is in two ways. One, we do have a portion of our budget that's for paid media that is allocated to awareness market. But also two, a lot of our consideration around working with content creators is towards awareness marketing. Like none of that, very little of that is actually designed towards like actual conversion. It's like, hey, I discovered this. And so we'll run like different campaigns through different content creator programs where it's like, give us a video review on Wakewater, or it's like, hey, Wakewater is launching in X retailer, go in and purchase it and make a video of that. And so that drives like that kind of first point of awareness, so that you can move that consumer along from awareness, consideration, to trial, to purchase.
All right. So can you share one thing that you think that you are doing wrong way, and eventually you updated it and you fixed it by doing in a different way?
Oh, so many. When we first launched Wakewater, we were in a very, very basic can. And so I think it took us probably about like 6 months to change our packaging over. And so the key insights behind why we launched in very basic packaging is because caffeinated sparkling water isn't a category, we needed to like very evidently say what the liquid of the can was. Like that was goal number one of our packaging design, is like, what is this product? And what ended up coming to fruition was a can that consumers felt looked overly medical. So like our, even our blue color kind of looks medical. The first flavor we launched with was grapefruit, and we had a red droplet on there that people said even looks like a drop of blood. This looks like a can that is like telling me to go donate blood. And so while we accomplished the goal of saying like, hey, this is what this product is, what we didn't accomplish was when people are drinking a elevated RTD, they want to feel cool when they're drinking it. And we were definitely not giving consumers that cool factor. And so we went about redesigning. We're really happy with where our packaging has ended up, and we continue to tweak and iterate, but all with like along the same lines of our can. And we want people to feel good about drinking awake water. One insight that we had early on was if you ever walked into a meeting with your boss when you're like early starting your career and you were drinking one of the traditional energy drinks, personally, I would be mortified to walk in. Like I'd be too embarrassed. I think it would look a little too childish for where I was in my career. And so we wanted Wake Water to be a can that you would be proud to walk into a meeting with your boss with. And we continue to feel that way today.
All right. So can you share a challenge that you are facing maybe at this time?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we found is Wake Water has an incredibly high repeat purchase rate. And so thin consumers packaged goods, a good repeat purchase rate is anywhere north of 25%. And so we track this using our e-commerce on an annual basis. And we range anywhere from 42 to 47%, depending on the year on repeat purchase. So we feel really good about that. And we're confident that once we acquire a customer, they tend to come back again and again and again. Where we haven't fully figured out is like, what is our best messaging to drive that customer acquisition? And so while we are organically growing and we double the business about every other year, we haven't found that like silver bullet messaging where it's like, okay, like we are absolutely going to acquire customers with this playbook. And then once we acquire them, they're going to continue to come back again and again and again. So like we do not have like unicorn like growth. What we have is like sustained steady growth. But in order to really take ourselves to the next level and start to compete with some of the bigger guys in the energy space, we need to figure out what that silver bullet messaging is.
All right. So in terms of growth, what are your plans for that short-term goals? Maybe after 3 months or maybe in 6 months?
Yeah, for sure. So we do our plans annually. And so, like I said, every year we've doubled the budget or we've doubled the business. Our plan is to, again, this year, double the business. The next 3 to 6 months for us, it is winning season. And so the work we put in the fall in terms of acquiring retail listings is all the stuff that's going to be starting to execute next month. And so our big bets this year, we've primarily built this business on the back of grocery. And so we do have a lot of grocery listings across the country. We're going to continue to double down on those and continue to win. But two of our big bets this year are growing into different channels. And so starting in April, we're launching in our first major gas and convenience channel. We'll be launching in On the Run stores in Ontario. And so that's a big bet for us. 70% of the energy drink category is purchased in the gas and convenience channel. And so we need to hone our playbook. We need to win there. And this is our first step into that channel where with all of the big guys, Coke, Pepsi, really dominate. And so we're going in there and we're going to try to be taking some share. And then at the start of May, we also have a Costco rotation where we're going into 30 doors in Ontario and the Maritimes. And so those are like our two big retail bets. And then our third big bet is last summer we launched a product called Wake Water Plus, which is a combination of caffeine, electrolytes, and vitamins that we sell primarily online. It is launching in Whole Foods next month. So we want to figure out how that product does at retail. But what we found is since we've been consistently back in stock, it's scaling a lot faster than our cans did. And it's a product that's much more suited for online. So we want to double down on that, continue the learning, continue to drive that trial and see how high is in that vertical of business. So those are our three big focuses as we go into the summer. But from a marketing standpoint, we'll be driving a ton of liquid to lips over the next 3 months. Like April, May, June is really where you win the entire summer. And the vast majority of this category is purchased in the summer months in Canada.
Yeah, for sure. So maybe I missed it. You are covering the whole Ontario or the whole Canada?
So we do have distribution all across Canada. The two launches that I talked about are just Ontario. So On the Run is just Ontario, and Costco is Ontario and the Maritimes. But Wakewater is available in every province across Canada, both at retail and online.
All right. And any plans of moving US in maybe in future?
In the future, yes. In the short term, no. And so our approach has always been going deep versus going wide, which is why we invest so much more in Ontario, BC. Like, those are our two core markets that we are trying to win right now. And the whole logic behind that is, if you can't win in your own backyard, you can't win in somebody else's. And so while it's very, very tempting to go to the US, it's 9 times the population, it's a lot less regulated, and so you have a lot more flexibility on different messaging strategies. I think the reality is, we're a small team, and so the best usage of our resources is to become number one in Canada and then take that playbook and then launch in different regions of the US, where again, we'll go deep versus going wide. It's a very exciting opportunity, but I also think, in general, a lot of brands go a little bit too early, spread themselves too thin, and end up having to retreat and go back when they're more ready.
Completely makes sense. So, in terms of retail and e-commerce, how much percentage you can say is on e-commerce, and what's the percentage of retail?
70% retail, 30% e-commerce.
Oh, that's great. So, what are the goals after, you can say, maybe after 2 years in the long term, after 2 years or maybe 5 years? Like, are you planning at this time, or you're just working on yearly goals?
No, so we have a 3 and a 5 year plan. And so a couple things that stem from that. One, it's in terms of distribution rollout. Like I mentioned it in gas and convenience. So we've got that Ontario launch. So that's going to be like our first big one. The plan from that is to be successful in Ontario, take that listing, turn it into national, and then expand with the rest of the majors within gas and convenience. Same thing with Costco. We've got a 30 store rotation. They've got 107 stores. Goal be to hit threshold, continue to expand that and go national. So that's like the retail rollout, as well as continuing to expand in grocery. And so that's all mapped out. And then the other thing that we have mapped out is just like an innovation pipeline. And so while Wakewater today stands for the healthiest possible energy available, we want to be a full service functional beverage company. And so as long as we're living by our values of healthy living, community balance, and positivity, we do see Wakewater as a brand that can expand into different functional sets. And so we're going to start experimenting with that this year. And then we've got a roadmap of what innovation is going to look like. And then we're at the end of the day, we do use the consumer as our compass. And so the consumer is going to tell us if what we're launching matters to them and what we should be doubling down on.
All right. So, how you are getting the feedback? From where you are getting the feedback? I think one source will be the social media for sure. Maybe people are giving you feedback on website as well. But like, how you gather the feedback, and how you work on it, and even do you really work on it?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a robust innovation playbook. And so the way it starts is we develop a lot of our liquids in-house. And so we've got a file that's got all the, like, multiple times a week, we're doing tastings of different liquids, different concepts within our internal team. And once a product gets a certain number of feedback and a certain score within our internal team, then we take it to phase two, which is consumer discovery. And so we'll get hundreds of samples of that liquid made up, and then we'll leverage our personal networks to get those cans in hands, and each of them has a QR code, and the expectation is that all of them are, they're being distributed. A short survey is being filled out, and then we've got a certain score that it needs to meet from a consumer discovery standpoint in order to be considered for launch. And then what we will do is, we will do a minimum run and put out a minimum viable product of anything that we are going to launch. And so if everything is achieved the scores, we'll do that minimum run, and then we will use our e-commerce as a testing ground. And so we've got 7,000 consumers on our newsletter. We'll blast that out. We'll post it on our social, and then we'll launch it. We typically see a spike in sales on those days, which are always really good days. But we typically don't know whether a product's going to be a hit until after about 3 months, because you may see that spike on day one, but it might not have the same kind of repeat purchase rate as our other flavors do. Or I'll give you an example. We launched peach, our peach flavor in May of last year. It was immediately our best day, our best week, our best month, and became our highest repeat purchase product right away. And we're like, oh my God, this is our best flavor. And so we immediately turned around and launched it everywhere. And so it really comes down to a combination of volume and repeat purchase rate that decide whether or not a product has staying power. But even to get to that point, it needs to pass a lot of internal thresholds amongst our team and then second amongst our networks.
All right. So what would be your greatest advice for our viewers?
Yeah, I think my best advice is like, spend more time doing and less time thinking. Like there's this quote once that most ideas are terrible. It's the iterating that gets you to the right idea. And so back to the innovation point, we try to get products to market as quick as possible in a minimum viable product, because ultimately the consumer is going to tell you what they like and what you don't. And then once you have that, you can tweak it and make it the exact product that you want. Whereas you can waste so much time spinning your wheels trying to get that perfect product launch on day one, and you're going to be wrong either way. And so whatever you're working on, just put it out there and get that feedback live, because you're going to be a lot more efficient in getting to where you want to be a lot faster.
That's true. And a beautiful advice. So Scott, let us know how people can reach you and how can they reach your website and you as well.
Yeah. So our website is wakewater.ca. You can follow us on Instagram at wakewaterca. And if you ever want to get in touch, you can reach out to the info account through our website or reach out to us on Instagram. And yeah, look forward to hearing from people.
Would be good if you can share the Instagram handle. If you can just spell it over there.
It's at WakewaterCA.
That's good. So thank you, Scott. Awesome. I really enjoyed the conversation. It was really good and along with the very good advice. So thanks for joining today.
Thanks, Kasim. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
Thank you. Thank you, Scott. Bye-bye.